Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. In case you missed the first part of the show, you can always access the full entirety of the show at our podcast at KXORadio.com, and you'll be able to just click on the Let's Talk About It link, and you'll end up with a lot of shows from up to a couple of years. Could be a couple of years. All kinds of information, topics on mental health and substance use disorders from well-renowned authors and doctors nationwide and our local clinicians and doctors here locally. We've been talking to Susan Ireland. She is the regional coordinator for Smart Recovery for Imperial, San Diego, and Riverside counties. And Smart Recovery stands for Self-Management and Recovery Training. And this is for anyone who has an addictive disorder.
Yes, an addictive, substance abuse disorder or maladaptive behavior.
Okay. And I know you wanted to give a presentation, a shout-out and some information.
Yeah, we have opened two men's homes in Imperial County. It's a sober living and mental wellness home. Another nonprofit organization has opened one, and it's funded by Behavioral Health or supported by Behavioral Health. And it's a men's only home. It's a 6-bed facility. You can stay up to a year. You have every 30 days you get an evaluation. Basically, it's only serving Imperial County. So if you're coming from San Bernardino County with a you don't qualify for the home.
Okay.
And it's for people that have or that are staying clean from alcohol and drugs, people with mental illness, co-occurring population, or the homeless population. It's the only home in Imperial County that works with five different populations.
It's sober. I think that's important because, you know, people who are have stayed clean and then they end up back to where they were at, their same environment, it's very hard to maintain clean.
Yes. And so we've opened a men's home because, well, we do have women's shelters here in Imperial County that help with different types of needs. And we don't really have one that's not a spiritual-based program.
Mm-hmm.
So they have opened one in Calexico, and it should be opening within the next 2 weeks here in El Centro. And then within the next 6 months, we should be opening another 6-bed facility in Brawley.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a men's home, clean and sober.
If they want more information, where can they contact?
You can contact Priscilla Patino.
Okay.
Her contact information is 442-265-1535. Also, if you needed more information, you can also call me at 760-222-2493. My name is Susan Ireland, and I will be able to provide you with a brochure or flyer for more information.
Or they can go to Smart Recovery Group.
They can go to Smart Recovery, or they can call Don Gorham as well, and he's at most of the Smart Recovery groups.
Perfect. Well, we were talking in the first break, we were talking about Smart Recovery, and we went into one of the, I know it's in a four-point program, Smart Recovery. The first one was building and maintaining motivation. And I was talking about how do you keep them there? You know, you do a lot of icebreakers, and it's a safe environment. You gain their trust, and that's how you keep them. That's
yes.
How you motivate. How about the second point?
The coping with urges and cravings.
And I think that's very important.
Yes. We give them different types of strategies, how to cope with their urges and cravings, how to help them identify their urges and cravings.
I think that's like a major hurdle there. How do you cope with urges?
We provide urge logs, teach them how to fill out urge logs, teach them how to become aware of different types of situations that do bring on the urges. And coping is one of the main parts,
mm-hmm.
How to cope. We teach them how to reach out for help, go to separate groups, give them different types of techniques like escape, walk away, you know, write it out.
That's what they've learned. They've learned to cope with their whatever they're coping with. They've resorted to
their substance abuse.
Substance abuse.
Yes. And we work with them with rational motive behavioral therapy, how to deal with the activating event, change that belief, and change that consequence.
That's CBT.
Yeah.
That's cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, and that's one of the main coping tools that we do teach them is how to change your thought.
Mm-hmm.
You change the way you think to change the way you feel, act, and behave. Mm-hmm. And that's basic coping.
Yeah. Have you noticed why their stories, do they tell their stories, why they started using drugs in the first place or substances? What was the motivating factor? What is it that they're coping with?
A lot of them, well, with the population that I work with, a lot of them is recidivism. They don't have living skills. They don't know how to live. They don't know how to, a lot of them hasn't finished school. A lot of them's been in the substance abuse population for a long time. A lot of them don't have support. They're there. We have a lot of people that are just out there on the streets because they have nobody. And so they choose to use. And a lot of them don't know how to reach out for help.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't want to admit that they have a problem. Or they can admit that they have a problem, but they don't know how to or what's available out there.
Have you asked them what, you know, that first time, why they started using that very, very first time?
Yes, I have. A lot of them say they were with some friends or... I don't know. What do you get with yours? I know that a lot of them, it's just the population that they hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, or sometimes it's, oh, because of a trauma.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's a trauma.
Trauma.
Such as sexual abuse. They were sexually abused, and that was the only thing that could numb it. Instead of going and getting help, a lot of them just went straight to drugs and alcohol.
So to forget.
Yeah.
To forget. And to cope.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.